Hello, this is my Lenten diary for February the 20th, 2016. Today is Saturday in the first week of Lent. When you hear the word mystery, what do you think about? In our culture, I think most of us think about a puzzle to be solved or a problem to be worked out. Perhaps some of us think of that tried and true literary genre of a murder mystery, the classic whodunit, where it's up to the reader to put together clues in the course of reading the book and then be able, with the putting together of the clues, figure out who the perpetrator was, who did it. Mysteries, in our way of speaking, are things that we're supposed to work out. The questions are supposed to be answered. The inconsistencies are supposed to be fitted together, and somehow we solve the mystery. But when the scripture uses the term mystery, it's speaking of something altogether different. In today's reading from 1 Corinthians, Paul tells the church at Corinth, think of us, that is Paul and his associates, in this way, think of us as servants of Christ and stewards of God's mysteries. Stewards, caretakers, people who look after something that they have received. We, as the church, are still the stewards, the caretakers, the guardians, the people who look after the mysteries of God. And these mysteries are not simply questions to be answered, or problems to be solved, or puzzles to be put together. No, in some ways, the mysteries of God are there to draw us deeper into conversation with them. For instance, how is it that the waters of baptism convey God's grace? It's just tap water with some words prayed over it. How is it anything special? Or the piece of crunchy bread and the not so expensive wine. How is it that some words over those elements sort of in the process of that, those elements become infused or surrounded or changed or whatever it is that we say as the church, now those elements have the presence of Christ? How is it? It's just some crunchy bread and it's just some not so great wine. How is it that that becomes a holy mystery? Well, it's a mystery. And I'm not sure that we and our present culture are quite at home with exploring a mystery, delving into its depths, reflecting upon it, without in some ways trying to solve it. And I think that's to our detriment. These holy mysteries, and I've just lifted up two, baptism and Eucharist, are ways that we say in the sacramental tradition that we tangibly get in touch with God. Sacrament, the classic definition, an outward and visible sign of an inward and spiritual grace. Something happens that's beyond our ability to explain, but is perfectly within our ability to explore. How is it that baptism conveys grace? I don't have all of the particulars down, but there's something in me that says, I know it does. How is it that the bread and the wine convey the presence of Christ? I don't know when that happens. There's not a formulary. There's not a way to answer that question definitively. But for people who find nourishment at God's table week in and week out, it's not a question to be answered. It's a mystery to be explored. I will tell you, a number of weeks ago, it's probably been a year or so ago, as I was celebrating the Eucharist, I was in the chapel, and as I lifted the chalice up above my head, because in the chapel, my back is to the congregation when I celebrate, and so the chalice was raised, and as I said the words of institution, "This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the remission of sins. Do this as oft as ye shall drink it in remembrance of me." As I looked up in the silver of the chalice, I saw the reflection of the people in the room. I saw their mirror images. I saw in reflection the mystery of the church, the body and blood of Christ incarnate in the people of God. In that moment, for me, the mystery of the church intersected with the mystery of the Eucharist. It's inexplicable to me how it all works. And I'm not sure if I knew how it all worked, if that would make it any less of a mystery. Maybe it would make it even more one. The mission of the church today is the same as what Paul writes to the church at Corinth. We don't own the mysteries. They're not ours to keep. We received them from generations before us, and we are stewards of them now, and we pass them, these holy mysteries of God's grace and love, we pass them to the generation that comes behind us. Think of it this way, people of God. We are servants of Christ and stewards of God's mysteries. Let us pray. O God, by your word, you marvelously carry out the work of reconciliation. Grant that in our Lenten fast we may be devoted to you with all our hearts and united with one another in prayer and holy love. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.